This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Strange town near Area 51 in Nevada. Paul's with us to explain what happened. So you tested for EVPs, and what happened next?
Okay, so yeah, we went and got a couple of EVPs, electronic voice phenomena. One of them, it says, it was a male voice, and says, "Why are you here?" So that was interesting. And then the other EVP that we got, it said, "You should leave." And I remember it to this day. It's like, wow, you know, that is so amazing. It's like, but what I was really curious about is, why was that village abandoned? And why is it so close to Area 51? And no one ever talks about it. When people go to Area 51, to the gates and everything, they don't talk about that abandoned village. In my article, I wrote about it, and I just don't understand why it's abandoned. But anyway, the people at the Alien, they actually let us camp out in the parking lot, and we did a all-night night watch. And a couple of the investigators claimed that they saw starlight-type UFOs in the sky, which zipped around erratically. When they called me over, I didn't see them, but that's what they claim. So, and they also, there was one investigator claimed that they saw a UFO on the hillside when we were going up to the gate, and I didn't see that UFO either. But it was a very interesting trip. I'm glad I went there. And if anything, I learned that there's this village that's abandoned near Area 51. And I still don't have the answer why that village exists.
Well, Paul, I can probably give you a good reason, is that, you know, Area 51 is part of an even larger area that at one time, you know, they were doing above ground atomic bomb tests. So I could see where at a certain point the government probably just bought everybody out and had them move. Probably not a bad idea. I'm not sure I would want to live too close to any of those areas, because they're probably still radioactive.
Tim, your theory is very on the nose. I believe that's probably the answer. Very good.
Seems to me, I don't remember exactly where it happened. Gene, maybe you would know this. You know, John Wayne did the Genghis Khan movie, what was it, The Conqueror, I think, where they shot in an area that was actually downwind of atomic bomb test, and the area was irradiated, and they went as far as to bring back a bunch of dirt from the outdoor location to the studio to make it look more authentic. And, of course, John Wayne died of cancer. Agnes Moorehead died of cancer. A lot of the people involved in that movie died of cancer, probably because of being irradiated.
Is there any real reason, though, Tim, to believe that to be the case?
Well, I mean, they know that area was irradiated. Maybe not then, you know, I mean, you know, back in the 50s, there wasn't that fear of radiation that we have now. But yeah, I mean, they have pretty much, you know, proven that the original, shooting area, and again, I can't remember exactly, you know, where that was. Probably somebody out there in the audience is, you know, screaming into their speakers trying to tell me.
I will listen to it now with my psychic powers. But most people would say those are psycho powers. I'm listening for people screaming into the radio, turn this guy off. No, that's not the one.
No, that's somebody else screaming that.
Somebody else's show. It's not our show.
Yeah, years later, you know, they've gone back, you know, Geiger counters and stuff, and, you know, actually showed, I guess, where the wind patterns that actually directed this radiation and fallout from these tests, you know, down the valleys to this mountainous location that I guess a lot of Hollywood movies would shoot at, but The Conqueror was infamous for this.
What about the crew? You mentioned the cast. Did the crew, because they often spend more time on set than the cast, did they suffer, or do you know?
I don't know.
From what I heard, there was a documentary on it, and they said that the cast and crew, some of them did become ill.
Well, that's not a paranormal mystery. That sounds to be something that's a physical phenomenon and very much the result of being somewhere you're not supposed to be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, it, like Paul was saying about the abandoned village there near Area 51, you know, a lot of times there are things going on that people will ascribe to conspiracy or the paranormal that, you know, you dig a little deeper, you know, which any good investigator should do, and you uncover more, I don't want to say mundane answers, but something that, you know, goes into a different direction than, you know, conspiracies or the paranormal.
Well, of course, in the 1950s, some people assume that when you had too much radiation, you end up with Godzilla.
Or the Hulk.
Right. But that was an accident.
Gamma rays.
Yeah. Exactly. You get the Hulk. I don't know where they took that character in the movies. Makes very, very little sense. I don't know. We're back to comic books again. Area 51. Okay, we have all the rumors of Area 51. We're very happy to use as a backdrop for sci-fi movies, such as, for example, Independence Day. Mm-hmm. So the question is here, Paul, what do you think Area 51 is about?
Area 51, definitely you have experiments on various type aerial aircraft. I do believe that what Bob Lazar was talking about, S4, and how they were back engineering UFOs, I believe that is correct, because there was one guy that we did interview, and one of the owners of the alien says, you got to talk to this guy because he actually worked at Area 51. And I talked to him, and he said that Bob Lazar did actually work at Area 51. He never went into S4, but he saw Bob Lazar on the Janet Airlines. So what this guy, I mean, from all indications, he was telling me the truth. And if Bob Lazar worked at Area 51, why would he make up all that stuff? And he seemed very knowledgeable on what he was talking about. So I do believe there is something going on at Area 51 that has to do with extraterrestrials.
Okay, you know, when it comes to Bob Lazar, we have made, Tim and I, several efforts to get a hold of him because we know where he is now. He's somewhere in the Midwest. We won't say where. You could probably look it up. And we've tried to contact him and say, come on the Paracast, but he evidently is not doing any more radio shows. We did remind him this is not just a podcast, but a show that goes on a real live radio network. But so far he's been reluctant. I don't know whether that's anything that's going to change. Maybe he just wanted to get out of the rat race, which I can well understand. Our guest this week, Paul Dale Roberts, paranormal investigator, comic book maven, and all sorts of other things, award-winning dancer, disco dancer, like not like Disco Duck. With Gene and Tim, you're in
The Paracast.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Or Paul, maybe I misspoke. Maybe it is like Disco Duck?
It could be like Disco Duck, yes.
Well, actually, what would happen here is if I tried to do disco dancing, I don't dance. If I tried disco dancing, people would want to duck.
And if I were trying to do some disco dancing now at my age, they would probably stone me.
Well, that's better than being stoned, I guess. What?
I got to tell you something. Area 51, the investigation was very interesting and everything. But I'll tell you where the UFOs actually come in at. My wife, she is actually a psychic medium. And as a child, she feels like she was abducted. And she calls the experience the mysterious eye. And from there, that's how she became a psychic medium. She started seeing ghosts and everything else. Well, when I first met my wife, you know, she told me the story and everything else. But I should be from Missouri because I want to see the proof. And with the UFOs, she has a very strong connection in UFOs. On four different occasions, and I'll mention all four occasions, we were going up I-5 North, and we're headed to Arena Boulevard that's in the northern part of Sacramento. And she told me, she goes, look to your right. And she says, you'll see something. It looks like a golden globe. I said, what? She goes, yeah, it looks like a golden globe. And so I looked to my right, and sure enough, there's this golden globe in the sky. And she goes, I don't know. She goes, I just picked up on it. Another time she saw what looked like a black cube in the sky. And she pointed that out to me. And, okay, so that was two different occasions. What really blew me away is we were in Elk Grove, where we live at, and we're going down the street, and she says, pull into this parking lot. I go, why? She goes, just pull into this parking lot. And there's no cars in the parking lot. And I go, okay, what's going on? She goes, there's something in the sky right there. And I'm looking with my eyes, and I don't see anything. And she pulls out her smartphone. She snaps a photo. And there's three glowing, disc-shaped UFOs in formation, in B formation. And she goes, see, right here. She goes, I knew they were there. I go, wow, that is amazing. So from the photograph, I sent it over the 14 Times out of England, and they published it in their magazine. But it's like, how she picks up on that, I don't know. And another time we're in Copperopolis, and she sees a portal in the sky. Okay, again, I'm looking in the sky, I don't see anything. She snaps the photo, and there's this black doorway that's in the sky. But somehow she saw it. And both photographs that I'm talking about, I had MUFON actually looking at it, and they had no explanation for the three disc-shaped UFOs that she took a picture of. They don't have any explanation of the doorway portal that she took a picture of over at Copperopolis.
Are these photos posted anywhere?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, when we get off this show, I can actually send over the photos. It's actually right on the internet. If you type in Google Deanna Jackson Stinson UFO photos, it should pop up.
We'll definitely look for it. Maybe we'll talk about it further after the PowerCast, but I certainly would like to see it. Talking about a dimensional doorway, portal, window, what in the picture can you describe makes you think that's what it might be?
It just looks that way. It's in the shape of a door. It's pure black, and it's in the sky. It looks like a portal. It doesn't look like a UFO. It looks like a doorway. A doorway to wherever.
A doorway in the sky. Where specifically again?
That was in Copperopolis. And Copperopolis happens to be close to Sierra Nevada, is in Gold Country. And there's a lot of UFO sightings in Gold Country. And one of the theories is, as the UFOs are attracted to whatever gold is left in Gold Country. So, yeah. In fact, we're doing our July 30th UFO hunt in Gold Country in Placerville.
Well, it's better than looking for dilithium crystals, right?
Yes, absolutely. Back to Star Trek.
UFOs and gold.
Yeah.
So, Paul, when you're talking to your wife about when she has these impressions, you know, look over there, you know, what have you asked her? You know, what does she feel? You know, what does she think that she's picking up on? You know, you said that she was a spiritual medium, well, you know, which typically means that she can feel discarnate, you know, entities, but here. She's picking up on UFOs.
Her connection to UFOs, it probably has to do with the fact that she was abducted as a child, and whatever they did to her opened her mind, opened up her third eye. She somehow connected to the UFO phenomenon. Also, too, is like when we do on ghost hunts. She's really amazing because, okay, in one of our ghost hunts, she goes, there's something sitting on that couch. So we take a picture, and there's a mist on the couch. And then she goes, okay, it now is not sitting on the couch. It's now behind the couch. So we snap a photo, and there's a mist behind the couch. And, yeah, so, in fact, if it wasn't for her, I would probably not be a very good paranormal investigator because I get my EVPs because she points out where the ghosts are. She'll say, hey, Paul, she goes, the ghost is over there in the corner. Try to get an EVP. So I'll go over there, turn on my little digital recorder. Is there anyone here? I pause, give it time to talk, and then I play it back, and then I'll get something like, yeah, I'm right here.
Hey, it's you like, know what? We're going to do our break right now, but I want to ask you on the other side about your wife and her abduction experience. I think we can talk about that. It sounds really interesting. Paul, Tim, and Gene, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Sri Lanka's prime minister is stepping down after thousands expressed their displeasure of a worsening economic crisis in the country. They stormed the president's residence and office, though it was not clear if the president was inside at the time. The country is currently seeking a bailout from the International Monetary Fund. Secretary of State Antony Blinken criticized what he called China's alignment with Russia after talking to his Chinese counterpart.
What you hear from Beijing is that it claims to be neutral. I would start with the proposition that it's pretty hard to be neutral when it comes to this aggression.
Blinken's overseas for a G20 summit that ended Friday, Western diplomats condemning Russia's war with Ukraine. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov walked out of summit sessions twice, accusing the West of rabid Russophobia. This is USA Radio News. Mourners in Tokyo lowered their heads as the body of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe drove by. Abe was fatally shot during a campaign speech Friday. His body returned home to Tokyo on Saturday. Abe's attacker told investigators that he had planned the shooting because of his belief that Abe was part of an organization he resents. A top police official acknowledged that possible security lapses allowed the assassin to fire his weapon. British Defense Minister Ben Wallace says he will not run to replace Boris Johnson as Conservative Party leader and the country's next prime minister. He said he did so after careful consideration and discussing it with colleagues and family. Wallace was seen as the favorite by some after Johnson resigned Thursday amidst several ethics scandals. Overall, Wall Street crawled to a winning week on Friday after a stronger-than-expected jobs report. The major indexes were mixed at the close. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Jennifer Stein, executive producer of The Disclosure Dialogues. You're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
From the other side, I don't know where I started that. Paul, you mentioned your wife was abducted as a child. Was that the first or the only experience or what?
She believes she's had some other experiences, but she was kind of unsure about that. But for sure, as a child, she saw this thing in the sky that looked like an eyeball. She felt like it was watching her. And her experience, she doesn't recall all the details, and they're not that clear, but she knows that something traumatic happened to her, that she was taken aboard. Whatever happened to her, she's not really sure about. But all she does know is after that experience, then she starts seeing ghosts. Like, she could walk down the street and she'll see a ghost walking down the street. That was basically it. I mean, some people, you know, like Whitney Strieber, he's able to recollect. He wrote a book called Communion, and he recollects everything that happened to him. Well, it's not that way with her. She can't recollect everything that happened to her. All she knows is that there was a eyeball UFO that was staring down at her, and that happened in Aubrey, California.
How old was she?
About 7 years old.
Hmm.
And Auburn, California is near Gold Country. Again, a place where there are a lot of UFO sightings.
Has there been a major correlation done in research indicating whether or not UFOs are prominent in areas where there's lots of gold?
It goes back to the Sumerian clay tablets where it says that the Anunnaki came here mining our gold and that they manipulated our DNA. They manipulated the DNA of a primate and infused alien DNA and created Homo sapiens. And those Homo sapiens were used as slaves to mine gold. Gold can be used for computer components and everything else. Gold is very precious. Aliens find gold to be precious. We find gold to be precious. And it's because it's precious. I mean, there's a lot of uses for it. So that's where the gold comes in, and the theory that the reason why there's a lot of UFOs in gold country is because of whatever gold is left in gold country.
Well, it definitely is better than latinum.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul, we've got a question from the Paracast forum for you. This one comes from Richard Hawkins. And Richard wants to know, in all of your investigations on UFOs, have you ever thought that we spend too much time looking to the skies and not enough time looking below? For instance, our oceans, which are vastly unexplored, also our caverns and caves, a lot which are unexplored, and some of which have, you know, an environment that could support life.
And actually, we did a UFO case in Seaside in Monterey, California. And there were several people, including our client, that were seeing USOs, unidentified submerged objects, coming out of the water, the Monterey Bay, and becoming UFOs, unidentified flying objects. And we spent the whole night there, and unfortunately we didn't see anything. But there was seven people in that area who claimed up and down that they did see USOs coming out of the Monterey Bay and becoming UFOs, or UFOs going into the bay becoming USOs. So I do believe that there's probably UFO bases. When I went to Catalina Island and talked to some of the locals, they said that a lot of USOs come out of the water from Catalina Island. And now they have a photograph which looks like some type of underground complex near Catalina Island that could possibly be a UFO base. And you hear a lot of stories when I went to Mount Shasta, the last of the Lemurians supposedly live in the caverns of Mount Shasta. Also, too, grays, the aliens, grays, are seen coming out of the caverns of Mount Shasta.
When you say Lemuria, by the way, I think of Richard Shaver. Do you know who he was?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Richard Shaver would pick up stones and see all types of imprints, pictures of things on these rocks and stones. Yeah, so, and he believes that probably came from ancient intelligence.
The rock books. By the way, back in the late 60s, early 70s, my first wife, Geneva, and I had some of Shaver's rock books. He sent them to us with some primitive apparatus we could put together to see them. And the problem with all this is, yes, we saw things. It wasn't just a psychological game or something. It looked like something was there. Of course, now we think about storing digital data on silicon. And, of course, that's part of the Superman legend, where he takes that silicon chip or device and he throws it into the ocean or into the Arctic, and it creates a fortress of solitude. The point being, though, is that people said Shaver was nuts. I knew Shaver, I think, moderately well in the final years of his life, and Geneva did as well. There was never any indication to us that he was anything more than a pretty normal guy. Maybe we were off. Yeah, so much for Richard Shaver.
Well, Shaver was one of the, I think, one of the first to actually bring in the whole cavern system associated with UFOs, even before UFOs were a thing. You know, I mean, he was writing about that kind of stuff with the help of Ray Palmer, you know, back in the early 40s about disc-shaped spacecraft coming to visit the Dero and the Tiro. So he was way ahead of his time, even if, you know, his stories were just part of, you know, that, you know, the 30s and 40s pop culture. You know, he had his finger on something. Any response to that, Paul?
I think Tim said it all. So, yeah, a lot of people have thought Shaver as a kook. And just like the other guy, I'm trying to think of his name, but he was taking all the UFO photos over at Gulf Breeze, Florida. And they say
Ed Walters. Ed Walters.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the problem with Ed Walters is this, and I interviewed him in the late 80s, early 90s, I interviewed Ed Walters on the urging of Jim Moseley. And what we learned then was he seemed like a normal guy, but they did find a model of a UFO in the attic of one of his homes.
Right, I remember that.
That was doubly suspicious. Paul, Gene, Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We shall continue. Of course, no one's heard from Ed Walters for years, but that was some kind of story for a while. I know Dr. Bruce Maccabee, who has really genuine scientific credentials, always believed that case to be real.
The thing that I always found suspicious about the whole Ed Waters, the model of the UFO that was found in his attic, and of course that wasn't found until after he had moved and somebody else was living in the house, is that the model didn't look like any of the photos that he had taken of the alleged UFOs. I mean, I'm not saying that it's, you know, it proves that, you know, one thing, you know, or another. It was one model that didn't look like, you know, anything that he had photographed. So, you know, take it as, you know, as you will. I did want to ask Paul, though, you know, you were talking about Mount Shasta, and, you know, that is something that has always been fascinating to me. I mean, the mountain has been steeped in legend and mythology for centuries. I mean, even the Native Americans had their stories about it. And if you go and you ask the people who live in the towns around the mountain, they'll tell you, I mean, you know, these are just, you know, people who, you know, they're not interested in any kind of publicity, but they'll tell you some very weird stories about things that go on around there.
Oh, yeah. When we did our investigation over there, we did a Bigfoot hunt also. And we were doing wood-on-wood type communication. So I was hitting a tree trunk with a piece of wood three times and hoping for some type of response from Bigfoot. And I did get a response. On my fourth try, I hit the tree three times with a piece of wood, and right behind me was a creek. There was no people behind me, and a rock went into the creek three times. There was some type of communication, and a bear can't throw a rock, so what threw the rock? That was just, like, totally amazing. It was like, where did that come from? How did that happen? My mind was just completely blown. Plus, we had a psychic there who happened to be the secretary of Sylvia Brown, the psychic. Have you ever heard of Sylvia Brown?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, Sylvia Brown's secretary, Holly DeLauder, Sylvia Brown's secretary, was a psychic herself. In fact, she would actually talk about Sylvia Brown being a phony psychic. So that was kind of interesting. And Sylvia Brown's not around anymore, so I can probably just say that on the air.
Early in the history of the Paracast, we exposed her.
Oh, okay. But yeah, so here I got information from her own secretary, who was a actual paranormal investigator with my group, and she's saying that Sylvia Brown's phony. Now, Holly was actually pretty amazing, too. She goes, Paul, she goes, take a picture of me. So I take a picture, and right behind her was a disc-shaped UFO, and it was tilted. And she knew it was behind her. So that was kind of amazing. So we had that. And we had the communication with Bigfoot. And also, too, another thing with Mount Shasta is that my group, Halo Paranormal Investigations, we were going to do a convention at a hotel near Mount Shasta. And I talked to Travis Walton on the telephone and almost convinced him to be one of our speakers. Well, the convention never went through. But I got to talk to Travis, great guy, nice guy. And here is an abduction where we briefly talked about his abduction. An abduction that was witnessed by a group of men that he worked with. And with Travis Walton, I mean, they passed her lie detector tests and everything else. That's probably one of the examples of the best abduction cases where it seems like there's positive proof that he was actually abducted.
I don't know about positive proof, except verbal proof. There's no physical evidence.
Yeah, visual proof from his coworkers who all claim up and down that they saw him being struck down by the UFO. And then as for positive proof, any type of evidence, it would just be visual proof, and you have the lie detectors, which is not admissible in court, but it is kind of odd that they did all pass it.
By the way, on September 21st, 2014, the episode we had then, which is available from our archives, featured Travis Walton, if you want to listen to it.
Oh, absolutely, yes, yeah. Yeah, Travis is a really good guy. I like him. So,
you know, the Mount Shasta area has also been featured in the Missing 411 books for a number of cases of people who have mysteriously vanished and have never been seen again.
And what's really amazing is there was three hikers at Mount Shasta, and they were above the tree line, and it was all covered in snow. And the very first person who was leading the other two, he just completely vanished. And his footprints stopped at one location, and he was gone. And there was so much snow, and everything was clear with the eye can see, and they could not see where he vanished to. It was no place for him to hide at. He was just, like, snatched off the mountain, and some theories are either he got sucked into the mountain, went into a portal into another dimension, or something from the sky snatched them up. So, yeah, Mount Shasta is very mysterious, and people do wind up missing at that mountain.
Let me ask you here, have you ever tried to visit Mount Shasta and look at the possibility that maybe you'll go somewhere and not return, or would your wife be mad? Maybe she wouldn't be.
My wife would definitely be mad.
That's good to know. Do you have kids, by the way?
No. Well, I do, but not from this.
From a previous marriage?
Yeah.
What do they think of your paranormal pursuits?
No, a little bit that I'm crazy, you know, to do something like that. In fact, my son, Jason, is going to be visiting me in August and bringing my three granddaughters. So that's going to be nice to see them, yeah.
Always nice to see your kids. I have to tell that to my son, Grayson, all the time. He lives in Madrid. And obviously not convenient to take a plane from Madrid to Arizona. At the best of times, it's two planes. There's no such thing as a direct flight that I know of that is reasonably affordable. So we have to wait for him to want to come here and to be able to get away from work and that sort of thing. So that's unfortunate. We need to get a flying saucer down here to take him back and forth. Maybe set up stargates. I think that's within the range of a transporter, by the way. So we can transport
back and forth.
And I've
been to Madrid. Madrid is such a beautiful city.
He sends me pictures all the time. Very scenic. Not some place you want to drive through. It's for walking. They have a lot of public transportation there.
Wow. Yeah, Madrid is very, very nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I used to do a lot of international traveling. Being 12 years in the Army, the travel bug bit me because I got to do a lot of traveling in the Army. And then when I got out, I did a lot of traveling on my own. Like I said, I've been to the East End of London, Tower of London, Bridge over River Kwai in Thailand, Macau, China.
Let's do our break here. We'll go over more of these locales with Paul, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.